بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the chapter on avoiding zulm and repelling, doing away with zulm by compensating. If a person happens to do any type of wrong to anybody, he should see how he can compensate and make up for it in this world so that he doesn't have to make up for it in the year after. So today's hadith of Nabi Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu qal, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله لا يملي للظالم فإذا أخذه لم يفلته ثم قرأ وكذلك أخذ ربك إذا أخذ القرى وهي ظالمة إن أخذه أليم شديد. هذا أبو موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تعالى gives respite to an oppressor. What it means Allah تعالى gives respite to an oppressor. Allah سبحانه وتعالى gives time. Person is committing an oppression, Allah Ta'ala doesn't always seize him at the same time. If you look at, sometimes people get deceived. You look like, for example, those Muslim countries that are being oppressed. Look at example, for example, Palestine, other places. There's reasons why Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala does this. But we should never think that those people that are causing oppression are just getting away. Nothing is happening to them. Allah Ta'ala is explaining, Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam is explaining to us from this hadith, and also we'll see from the ayat of the Quran under this hadith, is that Allah Ta'ala's system is to give respite, to give time. Ulama say to give rope. In other words, carry on for a while. Sometimes the person who is in this, he gets carried away that there's nothing happening. Let me carry on with what I'm doing. I can carry an operation. Nobody can do anything to me. But Allah Ta'ala's catch takes different forms. So the first part of this hadith is saying that Allah Ta'ala, he gives respite to an oppressor, and a person who's a true oppressor is a real oppressor. He gets deceived by this respite. And a person who's got iman in his heart, who's got the spark of iman, he realizes I did something wrong. Allah Ta'ala didn't take me to task. He doesn't look at it thinking that nothing is happening. He thinks to himself that Allah Ta'ala has given me a chance. He's given me an opportunity to turn back, to come back to him in forgiveness, to come back to him asking for forgiveness, to come back to go to his mercy, to run into his mercy, into his ocean of mercy. So this is what a person of iman thinks. So anyway, the hadith is saying that Allah Ta'ala gives respite to an oppressor, but when he seizes him, he will never let him go. Such a seizing that he will never let him go. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so this is the hadith. So then thumma qara, then he read this ayat of this Quran. What is ayat of the Quran? وَكَذَلِكَ أَخْذُ رَبِّكَ إِذَا أَخْذَ الْقُرَى وَهِيَ ظَالِمَةٌ. That he then recited this verse. Such is the grasp. Grasp means the catch. Such is the catch of your Allah, that when he seizes the towns which do wrong, surely his seizing is a painful, severe one. One shot Allah Ta'ala seizes it. And how Allah Ta'ala seizes it? Inna akhdahu alimun shadid. It is a very, very painful, very severe catching of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So therefore, we should never ever play games with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. If Allah is not doing anything, doesn't mean he won't do. When he does very, very severely. We see in the poems of the past, Lut Alayhi Salaam, the nation, that when they continued with this homosexuality, and they thought nothing of it, that nothing can happen to us. The way Allah Ta'ala seized him, the land was picked up. With the animals and everything was picked up so high. And it comes in a tafsir kitab that they were picked up so high that even the malaika could hear the barking of the dogs in the sky. And then they were turned upside down and they were smashed. They ended up below sea level. Can you imagine what a smashing that was by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? So that shows that we don't play games with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So one other thing we learn from here is that when it comes also to those people that are the pious people, those people that are close to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, how much more careful we have to be that we don't offend them, that we don't do anything to say that, or we don't do anything, especially when they are doing the right, the haq, they're doing those things that are correct. If we understand it, alhamdulillah. If we don't understand it, we keep quiet, because these are the great servants and wali of Allah. There's an incident of one great pious personality. So once he was walking with his satis, and somebody started hurling abuse from across the road, hurling abuse against him. And these pious people, generally, their style is, they don't worry. They just keep quiet, they leave the person alone. They leave him alone, inshallah, one day Allah Ta'ala will give him hidayat. Rather, they make dua for the person. And this was also the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that in Taif, after he was stoned and blood was coming out from his body, he was in such pain. But instead of cursing them, although the malaika were there to offer their services that we will crush these two mountains and everything between them, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua, Allahumma hadim fa innahum la ya'lamun. Allah guide these people, give them hidayah. So this is the desire. So one day this pious person, was walking and somebody from across the road was hurling quite a bit of abuse. So he just told one of his satis that go and give that person one hard shot. So this sati of his also was surprised. He says, Hazrat never ever does this. This is not his style. Now suddenly, so he just waited and he hesitated for a while. Something is a bit strange. And in that few minutes, that person collapsed there and there dead. So then they asked, what happened, Hazrat? So he said, I saw the punishment of Allah Ta'ala coming. And I told you, quickly go and give him one shot. So that punishment, that shot that he would have got, would have been like the revenge from my side. So Allah Ta'ala's punishment would have been averted from that person. I actually did it out of raham for that person to tell you, go and take revenge, so that Allah Ta'ala doesn't take revenge. So here we see that the catching of Allah Ta'ala is very, very severe. Recently also there was an incident, or we may have heard of it, that the Israeli president, known, I think famously his name was Ariel Sharon, how many people he butchered and he butchered and he butchered. But over 10 years he was lying in pain between life and death. La yamutu fiha wa la yahya. No death also and no life. He was on that ventilating machine, that he was brain dead. He was lying like that for years and years and years. Catch of Allah Ta'ala is very severe. Neither here nor there, family suffering, you suffering, everyone. So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't play any games. The things that we should do is every day turn to Allah Ta'ala in repentance. Abu laka bi ni'matika alayya wa abu bi dhanbi. Oh Allah, we confess all the ni'mat that you have given us. We acknowledge it. Wa abu bi dhanbi, and oh Allah, I confess all my gunas to you. I'm not justifying any guna. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Friday. Try and come early for the Jumu'ah Salah. Recite Surah Kahf. Encourage the family also to recite Suratul Kahf and take advantage of the time before Maghrib Salah for dua. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen.